Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
Here comes the Playhouse Podcast. Thanks to Bradshaw and Bryan Law Offices.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
Morning, Kat. How are you?
Hi, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Give me one good thing about your day yesterday.
Yesterday, football was canceled, and
that was
I know
a good thing.
Yeah, in the sense, it was. It would have just been dangerous. It really would have. Like, I went and had to get all of our jerseys at the football pickup area, and just to even walk the, I don't know, quarter of a mile back to my car, I was like, this is like so bad. It was so hot. So we got to stay inside in the AC. So that was lovely.
Maybe it's the old man in me, but I didn't think it was that horrible yesterday. Like,
it would have been. Like, it wasn't in small doses. I went and got the mail. I was fine. But like, to have kids practicing, that's crazy.
I took the dog for a 2 mile walk yesterday. I played baseball catch outside with my son, and we had football practice, and I didn't think it was that oppressive.
Congrats.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Better man than I.
I'm twice the man you'll ever be.
Look what I got.
What'd you get?
Finally, I totally forgot to pay our tolls from our Chicago trip.
Oh, were they caught you on camera?
Like, I brought a whole bag of coins, like, to be ready, and they're like, we're not messing with money anymore, so you just drive through and they clock you.
Yeah.
35.
That's it?
30, yeah. That's but it would have been 15 if I had done it in the 14 day. I'm an idiot.
You're just not
with it. Right. So yeah, it was bad.
Also, moved my daughter in back to school yesterday at St. Ben's.
Yeah.
And
do they have AC or do they not?
Their whole building was ice cold.
Yeah.
So here was the bad part was the walking in and out.
Yeah.
There was such a dramatic change from the blacktop where the sun had been beating down on all day so far.
Yeah.
To carrying in like her mattress and her box spring and all that stuff.
Do you
and
feel it, like you got sick?
No, I'm fine.
Oh.
But it just was. It was so dramatic. It like took your breath away for a second. And then to run practice last night and just to have to go slow. Like, I don't have that gear in me. I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just make sure everybody's safe gear. You know, it was good that we had enough people around.
Shouldn't
going.
You be if you're a coach?
Oh, mentally, I can get over it. I just, you know, initially I'm like, let's go. And it's just tough to kind of pull back. But being able to at least get out for a little while last night as the sun was going down. Tell me about the medieval game.
I didn't want to mention it because I don't want to jinx myself, but it's me. It's down to me and then three other women.
Okay.
And I'm a town wench that has to like alert people. And you want to hear some of my lines?
Please. Yeah. I think it's great.
Whatever. You'd totally make fun of me if I got it.
No. This is great. This is a great side hustle.
He's here.
Whoa.
That was one of them. Like, he's here. Look out.
Yeah, I get the context, right.
Let's go.
That's all you had to do for your audition for this voice
the other one.
Did you do this at your home studio or did you act the fool like this here with the door shut?
I did at home.
You did? Okay, that's a better look. Well, give me another line. This is borderline ridiculous.
Don't you think I know that? But she says it all angry. Don't you think I know that? Obviously, it's what they were looking for.
If you can't hold it together.
He said growly. It's not live.
I know, but
I would record all my parts.
Give me one.
I just did.
You got to do better.
Don't you think I know that?
See, I get witch out of that. I don't get wench.
But she's like washed up. I did channel your girl.
All right.
Radio paparazzi.
Drew Barrymore doing a live show in New York City. She was interviewing actress and singer Renee Rapp. And this guy shows up right in front of the stage.
Sell people.
I'm Chad Michael Busto. You know who I am.
I need to see you at some point while I'm here in New York City. Okay.
Well, that was... Well, I have a new definition of your sexiness. It's that level of protectiveness. That went full bodyguard. That you are my Kevin Costner.
I'll be that.
So, what were we talking about?
So, when you watch the video, it looks like this guy's there for Renee. Because she makes this face of like, oh no, he's back type of thing, you know? And then she ends up rushing Drew Barrymore off, like putting herself in the middle of this guy. and security had rushed this guy away. But, like, how scary? That's so premeditated. He had to get a ticket for the show.
Well, and he said, while I'm here in New York, so that means he followed her there.
Yeah, that's creepy, man. Dax Shepard discussing his financial insecurity. You would think you guys have millions of dollars. You're married to Kristen Bell. She's a big movie star, too. But he has this podcast, an armchair expert, and he's just worried about the writer's strike. Where's Hollywood going?
This new fear of I'm going to somehow be broke or I'm going to lose everything. Podcasting is going to be over and there's an actor strike and I'm not going to act. It's so foundationless, it's preposterous. It's not related to reality. It's from growing up poor. I just can't shake it.
I'm sure they're spending money at the same rate they were when the strike wasn't going on. So, yeah, it's probably a little spooky.
Well, you said it's unjustified. Well, not unjustified, because when you grow up without something, you don't ever want it to go away again. It's like when you look around your grandparents' home and you're like, why do you have so much stuff? But they went through the Depression, you know? You're like, oh, makes sense. Anne Marie talks about what being healthy means to her. There's this big conversation right now, and it's all about, it doesn't matter how big you are, you could still be healthier than someone that is half your size.
Healthy to me right now means healthy mind. I do just always think if your mind isn't right, then no matter how you're eating, you're always going to just feel a bit rubbish about yourself. So healthy to me is definitely keeping your mind good.
I could not agree more. Once your mind is healthy, you could do whatever you set it to.
What's trending
are these adorable news anchors that got engaged live on the air.
And coming up right now, we have the story of two young journalists who just so happened to find love in the same industry. Local 3's Riley Nagel joins us in the studio with a special report.
That is right, Cornelia.
So wait, is she reading something she hadn't been prepped on and she's the one getting engaged?
She'll read anything put on the teleprompter.
Coming up right now, we have the story of two young journalists who just so happened to find love in the same industry. Local 3's Riley Nagel joins us in the studio with a special report.
That is right, Cornelia. I do have a very special report. You're always pushing me to be better. Cornelia Nicholson.
I'm going to cry.
Would you marry me?
I'm going to cry, yeah.
You okay?
I love you.
I love you, too. Come here.
Aww. What a name. Cornelia.
What's the female version of Cornelius?
Well, yes, I know, but both are not ideal.
I think they're great names. You could call her corny. She's corny.
Corny corn.
Corny. Come here, corny.
And how in the middle of just like writhing passion do you yell out Cornelia?
Corny!
Corny, I'm hard. Yes, I just got him signed up to meet his advisory teacher, and we do our walkthrough, and then he has school pictures that day, too.
And what grade? He'll be in?
Sixth grade.
All this for sixth grade? Advisory, walkthrough, everything?
Yeah. Don't you have a walkthrough every school year to see where you're going? You meet your teacher. Has Trisha not let you in on this?
I most of the time, except for my kids' like first day of kindergarten, I was here.
Yeah, but there's always like the day before where you could schedule.
Oh, no, I don't think our kids were built for that kind of stuff. We just shove them in the fire.
Okay.
Yeah, No. I don't want them going in confident. I want them to understand the struggle.
Feral.
Yeah, very.
Okay. We don't. And so we have that all lined up. But then I had to go online and you have to pay for the iPad and the insurance for the iPad and stuff like that. And then I looked and it's like a portal for all grades. And I'm like, oh, my God, you can already pay for your prom package. Like, that's pretty far out.
You're 6 years out, 5 years out.
Well, no, not for him. But like, I'm saying all grades. It was a portal so you could choose it or whatever. And I had a great prom experience. I'm sure you heard a lot of good things about your friends that went to prom. But I remember this story that my mom tells, and it was frightening. I was almost afraid to go to my first prom because of what happened to her back in the 70s. It was like a nightmare. So she went to school with this girl, started with a C. I don't even remember what the name was, but they went to high school together. This girl had a rough home life. Her mom was like really mean to her, mm-hmm. and other kids were not nice. So she had all this like pent up rage. Mm-hmm. And then every day you started to see her like change a little bit more, I guess. And my mom's like, yeah, one day she caught her squinting at another girl, and that girl had something terrible happen to her. Like something fell on her. And my mom's like, oh my God, I think she has like telekinesis or like a kinetic energy that she can harness and do terrible things with people. And then they go to prom. And it was like this girl was after all the people that were terrible to her. And she wore this dress and she went to prom. She was feeling really good about herself. And then everybody started laughing at her.
Oh,
I mean, you have to be a certain kind of monster.
I want to hear the rest of the story. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hi. What's up? What can we do for you?
Is Kat talk about Carrie?
Oh, that's her name. That was her name. Yes.
Good job.
I almost got to the blood.
What? Girl, I'm going to laugh at you.
Can you help me?
People's problems. We love when you share, and our audience has become very, very good at offering some good tips, because remember, if you're going through it, there's a pretty good chance somebody listening has gone through it as well. So we appreciate you leaning on us. Lana, tell us what's going on here.
So I have a best friend issue.
Okay.
Claire's my best friend, and we've been friends since childhood. I love her to pieces. She is kind and good and all of the wonderful things, except dumb. She's not smart.
I was not expecting you to say that.
What makes her so dumb?
She's a lovely personality, but no, and she does. Well, she just is. I mean, she's not that smart and not that well educated. And lately she's been trying to sound better educated,
okay.
And she's not doing it well. You know, there's a really old movie about Eliza Doolittle. This is kind of what I feel like she is. You know, she doesn't know what she's saying or how to say things correctly, and she's getting ready to start sending out resumes. And I want to help her.
But the thing is,
I don't want to go, hey, you're too dumb and let me help you.
Like, if you're going to be that really good friend, I would sit back, because this is going to play itself out. Like, they're going to call her in if her resume looks good. But if she's going to be in this professional world, they're going to sniff it out right away. These are smart, educated people that have made it all the way, and they can sniff out.
I don't want her to ruin your chances.
Well, I mean, she'll do it herself. You know, I feel like if you want to keep this friendship forever, right? I feel like it might be the best route to go to not insinuate that she was dumb.
You know what, though? We've all known really dumb people. And I'm not saying your friend is really dumb, but we've all known people that are clearly not the brightest that somehow find a way to get by and even get ahead.
Well, then good for her. Like, I think it's a win-win either way, you know, for you at least. You still have your really good friend. And if she does succeed, then she succeeds. But if not, it's going to be a sad road, and then she's going to need her best friend there.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd rather help her avoid it, I think. You know,
I know.
It's not like she's stupid. She's just vague, you know, like a butterfly. She sort of floats around and stuff.
I get it.
Can you help me? Can you help me?
Play you this back. Spencer, you are so spot on, and I'm glad you texted in. He said, guys, this is the difference between guys and girls relationships. Males are honest. I tell my friend he's dumb every day.
Yeah, but you guys say it like you're so dumb, like that. You don't honestly look at someone and say you are the most unintelligent person
I've had friends that I've told are dumb. You're dumb. You got to remember, almost every friend until my wife started kicking them out of our lives were dumb athlete friends of mine.
Uh-huh.
And I would tell some of these guys, you're dumb. You're just dumb.
There's a difference between in the middle of a keg party telling someone they're dumb and then in the middle of them talking about their future and where they see themselves working. They're in different circumstances.
What's a very weird revolution is being at a college party and knowing that these same people got into the same university you did.
Yeah.
When they're just dumb.
Maybe they know somebody.
Or they were just really, really good athletes. If you missed Jackie talking to us, I'm sorry. This is Lana talking to us a couple of seconds ago. Basically, if your friend isn't that bright, can you really help them?
So I have a best friend issue.
Okay.
Claire's my best friend, and we've been friends since childhood. I love her to pieces. She is kind and good and all of the wonderful things, except dumb. She's not smart.
All right. So that's where we were like, wow. So
I felt so bad with her.
She's about to get this new job, but she's just not bright. Do you steer her away from the job that's going to clearly expose her? How do you deal with something like this? Ashley, how?
I would just, say, hey, I've been working with, I've done my own resume or something that I've helped with resumes. Would you like a second eye? And, just like point stuff out. Oh, that's really good. But what if you did it this way? Instead of just, give her ideas, make her think it's her idea and like let her shift her own thoughts,
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't always be there with her. You won't be going to work with her every day. So if you help her fudge her resume or pad it to the point where she looks a little bit smarter than she is, and then she gets a job and then she gets fired because she doesn't know how to do it. Correct.
And that's why you said once they get in there, they'll realize, but hopefully once you work with her and stuff and you get her to realize these things, she'll have some epiphanies and, she'll learn as she goes, I don't know. I wouldn't want to do the resume for her, but I don't know. Somehow, because I'm sure she's not that dumb. She just, right. She's uneducated. Just uneducated. You just gotta, make them want to learn it, I guess, instead of, because I mean, if someone tells me I'm dumb, I don't want to go learn that thing. It just makes me, and so, I don't know. I would just try to, do it in a better way.
Couldn't agree
than
more.
Have them fail.
Couldn't
yeah.
Agree so, more. Anyway. Good advice. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. We're going to get to Sean's text that came in at the end of the show yesterday because I don't know. I don't know if this is going to be funny. I don't know if this is a good idea. But he texted that he has the envelope for his sister's gender reveal.
How does that work? Now, we were never.
You can request it.
Done like this. So you're what? At your ultrasound?
And you say, and you don't say, tell me.
Don't tell me. Put it in an envelope and then they will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then they'll give it to you and you can bring it to the bakery or you can give it to a loved one and they can figure it out for you. But he's like, I want to play with her a little this weekend. Backstory for them is that when he got his college acceptance letter for his senior year of high school, she opened it, took it out, hid it somewhere. They had a family bonfire that night. She came out with the envelope. She had resealed it. So she's like, hey, you got your letter. She put it in the bonfire and burned it. So he had been waiting, I guess, this whole time. She waited until the next day to show him that he had gotten into his first choice. Okay, so that's the backstory. So he wants to, at Saturday at her party, he wants to bring the big balloon that they're going to pop together,
okay.
On video, what confetti flies out.
But he wants to put the wrong color in there.
He wants to let go of the string is what he says.
Oh, so that's funny.
He wants to have another real balloon because he thinks she's going to start to cry
in
the car.
I'm in now. Now I'm in.
And he says, I don't know the rules. Can you mess with a pregnant woman like this? Is she about 5 months along, 4 months along? Do we want to?
Well, when do you usually do this?
What if the she's like, ah!
When does it come along? When do you usually do it? 4 or 5 months?
12 weeks, you find out.
Is it that soon?
4, 8, 12. Yeah,
it's three months along from conception, you find out.
4 to 18 weeks, you find out the sex.
I think you do it no matter what. I didn't realize, number one, that there was a backup balloon. I thought he was going to do the wrong sex. Now, I think that's
that would be dirty.
I think that's messy because most couples are going to celebrate that anyways, right? Unless you've had five boys and you wanted that girl so bad. Then I think you're really, really playing with fire. But with this one, you're just going to accidentally let go of it. Funny. I think that's funny.
I don't normally agree with you, but this is if he's going to instantly go grab it, he's going to be, oh! And then it flies away. And then she's like, oh, my God, you got to at least tell us what the gender is. And then he's going to be like, I totally forgot. I just gave it to the person that fills up the balloon. I forgot. But then goes and gets the other one. It's not like he's making her wait the whole day like she made him wait to find out if he got into his first college.
Is it ever acceptable to mess with a pregnant chick like this?
I don't know. I don't know. As a girl that went way too early, I went almost 8 weeks early with my kid. I don't know if you want
the other thing he's got to understand is that unless he's a healthy dude, that pregnant chick strength that she has right now.
Yeah.
She could mess you up, son.
She will grab your car with the extra balloon and bring it back.
She will take you like a javelin and throw you into the air.
So both of us think that this is a pretty innocent prank. What do you think? Do we let Sean do this weekend?
Both my kids are going back to college now.
Now what? You guys can just make love anywhere.
I'm never home. Like,
you need to make time.
There are days where I literally will come to work here at 3 o'clock in the morning and I don't get home till 9 o'clock at night. I need regular school to start again so that like football practices are after school.
Yeah.
This 5 to 9 o'clock thing is killing your boy. I got just like I'm on fumes right now and I'm so excited for kids to get back to school. But I was talking earlier, we moved my daughter Reagan back into the suite she is in with these two other girls.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they are like, I didn't have a place this nice till I got married.
Yeah.
Easily in my life. They are so like.
It sounds like Saved by the Bell, the college years. You know how the guys lived on one side, the girls lived on the other, and then they had the communal area?
A little bit like that. Her bedroom is twice the size of the studio.
Yeah.
She's got two giant bureaus, two desks, a huge bed in there, everything she could want. Then they do have a communal room. They have two bathrooms between three girls.
Mm-hmm.
It is a knockout situation.
Did you get to know the parents? Like, were other parents moving their kids in?
No, two of her other two roommates are doing the, they help the freshmen move in.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, the first couple of days. So school hasn't really started yet, but because her two roommates are already moved in, we moved her in ahead of the rush,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be this weekend when everybody else kind of comes back to campus. But, you would be jealous of this setup. I helped her, set up her bed frame and they kind of do the dad things. And then I stood around and I'm like, I didn't have it this nice for sure until I got married. I'm like, she's 19. This is silly.
Does it have like dorm prison walls that they're like putting lipstick on a pig or it looks good?
It is. You didn't have a place this nice, I can promise, until you got married.
Really?
It is silly. Talking about Britney, and as she gets the divorce papers given to her, she basically immediately just starts to party.
Yeah. Well, she's very sad. I mean, I don't know if this girl knows how to quite handle her emotions. I think ever since having her babies and like not dealing with postpartum depression, that can really mess up somebody's mind and not getting the proper care for it. I feel for her. I think I'll always be Team Brit. But this guy, what a turd. Like, I'm going to out all your secrets.
Well,
from
you loved
marriage.
Him 3 months ago.
There has to be an NDA. There has to be something in a prenup that says you're not allowed to talk about intimate personal details, or like a moral clause, like within yourself. How is that even okay?
What if those intimate personal details are shared and you want to talk about your life? Can you just not do that anymore?
What do you mean?
Okay, so like he and Britney had all these experiences. He can't talk about any of those now because she was with?
Well, why not talk about good experiences? He's threatening to talk about embarrassing moments that she has had. Like, has she crapped her pants in front of him or something? Like, what is he possibly going to tell us that is so embarrassing? But I don't blame her at all for wanting to get with all of her friends, put on a tight dress, get drunk, have fun with her guy friends. So she raged the other night. A divorce party, if you will.
It probably won't be the first one we see on Instagram. And Brent, I appreciate you holding, because I know this is like an interesting angle, but what happened when you got divorced?
I had so many of my friends and family members that either sent me or got me gifts. And
wow.
I just thought it was so bizarre, but it was kind of funny and comforting to know that I had so many people behind my back.
That's good support.
Like, what are they sending you at this point?
I got all kinds of stuff. I got collectibles. I got decor. I got stuff for my house. I got gift cards, candles, just all kinds of things.
And you didn't feel like this was weird at all?
I thought it was hilarious. It was just so funny to, and some of them were customized and said like happy divorce and like just the funniest things ever. It made light of a bad situation, and I really enjoyed it.
So I appreciate your call. If this happens to you, Kat, is that the route you want? Is you want everyone to just send you something that makes
candles.
You feel better?
You know how much I love candles. I'm going to divorce Derek today.
The studio will forever be fresh. Your friend now has to She's got a regular phone, like her phone.
Yeah.
And she has to carry another phone. They haven't figured out the technology to be able to roll that line into the other one.
I think it's for the better because it is her work phone. She has to answer in a certain way according to her new employer. And so she's like, listen, if I'm getting calls from like my family or normal people that I don't have the number logged in my phone at, and then you answer it, that could be confusing. But she was working on what she has to say, how she has to answer. And she has to include some of their accolades, their awards, you know, like we're the number one, blah, 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 blah. So I go, you got it down.
Long thing. Like, oh my. So it's really weird. I had a mild flashback here. So my dad's been dead. Geez, 10 years now. And at the end of his career, when he got kind of done working for the government, he was a hydraulic engineer. And their big thing at the time was, we need you to have a work phone.
Yeah.
And he was big about being at his desk for 40 hours a day. Or 40 hours a week. And as soon as he'd get home, he'd go, well, my day is over. And he'd turn his phone off.
Yeah.
And I go, Dad, what's the sense of you having a work phone? And he goes, they know how to get a hold of me. They have my home phone.
You know, Gen Zers, they live by that now. It's come back full circle where they're like,
I'm not working during the work hour or the non-work hours.
Yeah.
But there would be times that we'd be on the road, we'd be going wherever. And as soon as that phone would go off, he'd go, and he'd go, Continental Hydraulics, this is Gary. And he'd turn it right on. Like, it was just a magical kind of pill. So do you have to answer your phone in a really funky, weird, long tone? How's Zach doing today, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. You got a long diatribe of crap you got to say when you answer the phone for work?
Let's say I ring you up. Ring, ring.
Yes.
How do you answer?
Good morning. Dave Conklin's Oil Shop, voted Michigan's best oil change. This is Zach speaking. How may I help you?
God!
That's a mouthful.
That is so laborious, man.
But you deliver it in a very friendly way. I heard the smile. In radio, we have a saying, a smile can be heard. And, like, I'm smiling right now. Can you hear me smiling right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's gassy.
So that's enough for today.
So you have to say that every... How many times do you answer the phone a day, do you think?
That was for my old job. I had to answer it about 15, 16 times a day.
Oh, man.
Do it again.
Good morning. Dave going on Glad's Oil Shop. This is Zach speaking. How may I help you?
Wait. I thought it was Michigan's number one oil change place.
Oh, it was Michigan's number one. It's been a few years.
Okay. Reset. Ready. And good morning.
Good morning. Dave going on Glad's Oil Shop. This is... Michigan's very best. This is Zach speaking. How may I help you?
You're fired.
Think more people were actually getting their oil change there because of the way you answered the phone, other than good morning, it's Zach at blah, blah, blah's oil change?
I'd call you just for the 9 O's you have in good. You really amp it up.
This morning, I don't know why, but like I pulled out my stop. You know, everyone's got the stopwatch on your phone, and I timed my electric toothbrush. Because the last 2 days, it felt like I was brushing my teeth for 5 minutes.
Well, how long does it go
for? So it's a 2-minute toothbrush.
Okay.
Right? Because that's the recommended daily or the recommended whatever as you're brushing your teeth.
Is it happy birthday twice or what is that?
I don't know. I don't do the happy birthday thing. I do that when I'm washing my hands.
Okay.
But I don't do it for the toothbrushing. I was just told by my dentist, you want 2 minutes. So if you have an electric toothbrush, get one that goes 2 minutes. So I did. Last couple of days felt like 5 minutes, but it's really 2 minutes. I timed it today, and it's really just 2 minutes.
Hmm.
I'm like, this feels like it takes forever. So I started thinking about other things in your life that really are just pretty short, but feels like it takes forever. I take the same ride into work every day for almost 2 decades.
Yeah.
And it feels like it takes forever. Ever to get to work.
I would say that hilly road from your house to Coburn's is...
Can't go that way.
Well, I'm just saying, like, when I did drive it, like, I know it's not as long as it is, but it seems like forever.
I think it's because there's no other cars on the road. You're the only one out there.
Probably.
So what else really just takes a little bit of time, but feels like it takes forever?
I'm going to say you get home from the bar and you are so hungry and it's the microwave. That is only set for 90 seconds because you just want to heat up some boneless wings and you just watch it. There's that Michael Jackson meme where it's like what your microwave sees. He's looking right into it. That's me. I just sit there and Derek's like, a watched pot doesn't boil. Like, walk away, go wash your hands, go get in, take your makeup off. I'm like, no, Like when you're hungry, you're hungry.
That's a good one. Bailey, hey, what really doesn't take forever but feels like it does? It's kind of a short time.
Contractions.
Oh.
They only last a couple seconds at a time, but that couple seconds is like an eternity of torturous pain.
Yeah. Now, how deep were your contractions? I know you went a little bit early and they had to do a C-section, but did you have the contractions that felt like
no.
death?
Nope, I had such mild contractions. I really can't relate to a lot of women that went through an actual birth. Like, you guys are strong people. I had my C-section. That was wonderful. Got the juice, got a nice little nap afterwards. And then I healed really quickly and really well. So I had a great doctor. But my contractions, I remember all the water was gone. And that's when they rushed me in for my C-section. But the only contraction I felt was my stomach got so hard and then it would just kind of loosen up and then so hard like a rock. But that was the only thing.
The Playhouse Podcast is made possible thanks to Bradshaw and Brian Law Offices. Catch the live show weekdays from 5:30 to 9 on 104.7 KCLD. Now, share this with a friend.